Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Unlock a new era in podcasting with Unfiltered Studios. Ready to break free from the ordinary? Dive into a world where authenticity meets innovation. Our network isn't just about podcasts. It's a revolution. From nostalgia to movies, sports to self-improvement, find your favorite podcast in an array of diverse shows. Only at Unfiltered Studios. Join the movement. Subscribe to Unfiltered Studios today and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com today to find your favorite show.
Unfiltered Studios will help you press record.
And hello, movie lovers. I'm welcome to the show. I have Rossi here with me. I'm happy to actually have her back here again with me alongside. I've been riding this thing out solo throughout this Dexter thing. It's an honor and a privilege to always do these shows with her. She's my good friend and co-host. So let's go on ahead. Let's talk about some Dexter Original Sin and let's get it on, guys. I'm excited to do this. Let's do it. And hey, Rossi, how are you?
Fine. How are you guys doing? How are you, John?
I'm doing good. Me, myself, and I are doing really good.
Good. Good.
But no, I'm doing really good. I'm happy that we're able to actually do our Dexter review for Business and Pleasure. But before we do that, we just want to mention the fact that we are sponsored by Fanatics. Go on ahead, get yourself some Fanatics gear. I bought myself a Boston Celtics hoodie. I love that hoodie. It's really great. So go on ahead, treat yourself, even though your wallet is probably telling you no, don't do it, but do it anyways. And get yourself something from Fanatics. Click the link below. Also, too, we're also sponsored by the WWE store as well. So go on ahead, go over to through Fanatics, and you can go to WWE and do it that way and get yourself something from WWE as well. And also, too, our channel also turned 10 years old.
Yes. Yes, it did.
Yes. And it's hard to believe that this channel of ours has turned 10. And it's been through, we evolved, we've done different things, we've done a lot of awesome things with the channel over 10 years. We couldn't have done this without you guys watching. With all the housekeeping out of the way, let's talk about this. So I want to know, like, what did you think of the casting of the characters and the actors and stuff like that playing these characters? Because it's hard to do a Masuka. It's hard to do a Dexter or even Angel or LaGreta. What do you think?
Right. Oh, I like the characters. I was surprised by some of the characters. It was nice to see Michelle Geller. That was a nice surprise. I don't know if Anthony Michael Hall has always been the voiceover, you know, in his mind, but I love that. I think it's Christina Milian, who was a really huge singer back in the 2000s. It was a nice casting. Dexter, great casting, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of surprises. A lot of surprises. Seeing Dr. McDreamy there was just,
That was so good.
Yes, absolutely.
Michael C. Hall always does like the narrations of his voice and stuff like that, even in the very first Dexter series and stuff. Right. And it's good to actually have him attached to this. And he's also going to be in Dexter Resurrection coming out in the summertime as well.
Wow.
So this is like a prequel series lined up with that to follow up with Dexter New Blood. But I have to say, I really love this series. I know I keep on telling everybody this. Hands down, one of my favorite series to watch every Friday. You know, the thing that I have to say about this episode is they gave us a lot with this. We actually finally find out who the killer is.
Yes, wow.
And it's actually the sleazeball captain that ends up being the killer.
So surprising. So surprising that it was him. I didn't think that, I thought Dexter had it wrong. You know, just how he's super focused on certain things. But usually, you know, with Dexter, if he brings something up, he's more than likely right about it. And this one, he was right. I was kind of doubting, but wow, he was.
Right. He even tells Harry, hey, look, he was kind of acting kind of suspicious, kind of suspect to me whenever we did the whole entire deal with the box with the blood on the side of it.
Right.
And he, on a Monday morning or whatever, I'm just assuming it's on Monday morning, but he's over there. The captain's already over there looking at everything. And he's acting very suspect to it. And he even tells his dad, he's like, look, the captain's acting very suspicious with it. Oh, he's just going through a lot because his son's been taken and stuff. I'm like, dude, how do you do that to your own son and then lock him up?
Right. And as many times as, Dexter had brought it up to him again, like, dad, you know, like I believe he's involved. He did this. And his dad, I mean, I get that the father has a relationship with the captain, but how many times your son's not an idiot? Like he's not just going to put it on someone. And as he said, you know, you always have so many nails or whatever comment he made about Dexter, you know, pointing out people that are suspect. But this one, he was acting suspicious.
Right. Exactly. Because here's the thing. His father trained him to be a serial killer and to track down serial killers.
Right.
If you're not listening to your son, who happens to be a serial killer and who you trained to be a serial killer to think.
Exactly.
And you're not believing your own son because you're so in your own relationship with your own boss.
Right. And to mention to him, like, I know you have a dark side, you know, but this one is wrong, you know. He sees darkness in people. And I also want to mention that when Dexter saw the cut on the finger, he had it looked like it was a hesitation cut. Like it was not, you know, like someone didn't want to do it, but end up doing it. So, you know, yeah.
And also, too, at that opening scene where he's drugging the water, the captain's drugging the water to make his son drink it. And then he takes off the kid's jersey.
Yes. And plants it, had it plant in someone in the drug house, the cartel's house.
Right, which is nuts. But here's the thing, though. I like how Dexter's paying attention to the scenery outside the place.
Yeah,
Like, there's a gnome outside of the area. Yes. I'm like, a cartel person would not have a gnome. It looks like. And, you know, then whenever the police raid happens, he's like, wait, this is all wrong. I'm watching my own darkness come to life through somebody else.
Yes.
And I was like, well, I'm in the Dexter group, okay? So I was like, how does that make sense? Because what's the motive? Why is he going after his own son? I said, okay, in the series, he's been pissed off at his wife the whole entire time.
Exactly, yes.
And so he wants to get even with his wife.
Right.
And then I was
and like, maybe well, get back with the wife, maybe have her back. But I know definitely as revenge to get back at her. Right. So I was, you know,
Exactly. So, you know, and then he, even his own son recognizes his own voice. He goes, shh, 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 it's okay. It's okay. I'm like, you're such a dumbass. Your own son's going to end up noticing your voice.
Yes.
And then when he takes off the mask, it's revealed that it's him. I'm like, you're such a ball bag.
I was shocked when it was him. It is you. It is you. And why would you do this at that time? What was the point of you kidnapping your son? His finger, like, you know what I mean? Like just the brutality of it. Yeah. And then the acting that he did in the cartel house when he was, you know, this distraught father and, you know, going off and putting guns to people's head. It was just overly done. And I love how Dexter was just watching him the whole time, everything that he was doing.
Right. He was so over the top to make it look like he's not the killer or anything. He's throwing shit around.
He's saying,
where's my son? We don't have your son, man. We don't know what's going on. He winds up blasting the guy. And also, too, because of how reckless this is, he also winds up getting one of his own partners shot.
Yes. As well. Yes. I was, when that scene happened and he's putting guns to people's head and he's overacting, especially when they find the cop who got shot in the neck finds the jersey, and then he sees that, where's my son? Where's my son? You start this whole fight, and your officer gets caught up in the midst of that and gets shot in the neck, and hopefully, you know, next episode, hopefully he makes it through. Doubt it, but yeah.
Right, because now you're responsible for that person's death.
Yes.
Not only do you have the death of your son, probably, that you're going to kill, but now you also have the now you have somebody else that's going to die too because of what you're doing.
Right.
An innocent bystander of your own implications.
Right.
But then you also have the other stuff too, the sister, the brother and sister relationship with Dex, where Harry's like, why are you following the captain? You need to turn back around and find out what's going on with your sister. Everybody was thinking that the boyfriend was the killer. But that second killer that Dexter was talking about, I was one of them.
I did too.
And then when Harry finds out and discovers, it's not him. It's actually Dexter's brother from the first season of Dexter doing it. And I'm like, you mean to tell me that you knew that your Dexter's brother was a serial killer this whole entire time?
Right.
So my thing was this, because we already know Harry is not, basically, if you watch the first season of Dexter, Harry dies of a heart, winds up dying. Okay. Because he kills himself. So what I'm thinking is, this is just me speculating, I'm thinking because of that, I don't think he gets to him in time to be able to arrest him. So therefore, he's still going out and killing him by the time Dexter's now a grown man, because he's still experimenting at this point, though, too. So you have that going on.
Right. Speaking on the sister's relationship with, you know, Dexter after she's gone missing and, you know, she's given up on her friends. She's so involved with this guy that anyone would know is obviously involved in something that he shouldn't be involved in. But this is a teenage girl living this unrealistic lifestyle with this guy, and no sense to call dad, or, you know, she's upset at her dad because obviously he doesn't have time for them. But that whole fiasco, and then finding out that she's actually with a drug dealer, and that's how he's able to give her diamonds, and which she never questioned. But when they're on the yacht, I was kind of shocked that he was so, I thought he was going to hurt her because she was snooping around, lifted up the seat and saw what she saw, and he comes down there. I'm thinking, oh gosh, you know, he's going to off her. But the fact that he just put her off the yacht and she gets that wake up call because she's treated everyone basically like shit, you know, once she got involved with this guy. But her and Dexter showing up and finding her and telling her how he found her, and to find out the guy had a whole fiance,
right?
You know, you know what I mean? Like, yes, of course.
And I want to mention this. There's actually a part in the apartment with the boyfriend, which is Gio, his name. And
Gio,
if you notice, whenever they get ready to leave, there's actually a little thing of a snake, like a cane.
Yes.
So my thing was this. I'm thinking Gio is a snake and a sleazeball to do something so low. So I'm thinking that's like a little foreshadowing of the fact of his personality.
Right.
And that's why they showed the cane in the first place, or whatever it was, as a snake.
Yeah.
To show him that he's a sneaky, low down, dirty ball bag.
Absolutely.
That he is. And I'm just going to be honest. But yeah, my wife is like, Brandy and I were like, well, maybe Gio's a serial killer. I'm like, no, I think he's just a douchebag.
Yes.
Douchebag rich kid that likes to show off his money because his daddy's rich.
Right.
And that's all he is. And I'm thinking maybe he's doing something illegal. Maybe he's actually is doing some heroin runs or whatever.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Stuff like that. That's why. But he just throws her off the boat and everything. And just in his teenage mentality, and even though he's 25 years old, he's acting like a teenager because he's with a teenager. But yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, yeah, you're 25 years old, but you're also basically bouncing off of how Deb is acting. So therefore, you're acting like a teenager as if she's acting. So all you're going to do is just throw her ass off the boat. And be stranded. And good luck to you, because you don't have any money.
and you know, and the fact that, you know, her and Dexter are able to talk when he finds her, and she's, you know, she's crying, and she's just, you know, of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. We ask that you kindly not be that guy, and instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone from their top brands in any condition on any unlimited plan for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 with Galaxy AI.
With new line on my plan, additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
As a teenager, you're broken up. You fall in love with this guy. You thought he was everything. He's giving you diamonds, in which she throws it off the boat. As she has it in her hand, I'm like, don't throw it off the boat. Cash it in, you know? And so she throws it off, then thinks about it. But both of them talking about their dad and how they both perceived what each other's relationship was with the father, and finding out that, you know, Dexter is going through the same thing with his father, how she feels he's feeling the same way. But she thought that, you know, he understood Dexter because they were close, and to find out, I get where you're coming from with that. That is his flaw. Yeah.
Because we're even further apart than what I thought we were.
Absolutely. Yes.
And so therefore I can relate to you.
Yes, exactly.
And so, I thought that was a very special moment between them. Right. I thought that was a really heart capturing moment. Then you also have this other thing that plays out though too, with the flashbacks, the 1970s with Dexter's mom.
Right. Oh, yes.
And this is actually set up from what happened with season one, when she's in the shipping container and stuff like that. Okay. And this is when Dexter decides, hey, I'm going to be a serial killer because I witnessed my mom being killed.
Right.
So, but the thought of the fact that, you know, Harry, you know, is involved in this and having those flashbacks. And I love how the 1970s flashbacks are. It's like very retro looking, especially with the lighting. It looks like a 7mm camera kind of thing, like a spaghetti kind of model.
I see that.
But, you know, and then he's sitting at the park, and then here comes Dex. I'm like, this is not good.
Right.
And Dex says, and I come push me. And he goes, okay, just this one time. And I'm like, someone's going to be watching him, and lo and behold, it is actually one of the cartel.
Yes.
What did you think of that?
Well, at that point, I didn't know why he was watching, but I knew that obviously there's an issue because he's involved. He's watching them, like intensely watching them, but I wasn't sure of why.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? Cause I haven't.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. But basically Harry is trying to investigate the cartels, and she's trying to scrub off some time off her sentence. So therefore she's undercover. And it's
therefore, when we see her again, and she's with the boys and her and the other people in the truck, and he walks up to her and he's telling her, you know, basically, I gotcha. You know, I know what you've been doing, and to come to find out who you're related to, and you know, obviously, chainsawing the guy's arm off to make a point to her, and the way he's looking at her, to make that point, like, you know. Don't fuck around.
Exactly. It's kind of like that Scarface moment of when Tony Montana
in the hotel room. Yeah.
His friends die, and this is going to be the end of him. And not knowing.
I was like, this is a Miami thing. This is a Miami thing. You know, we saw that in Scarface. So this is the Miami thing with the chainsaws.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just thought that the flashbacks were really good. Let me think here. What else that we can talk about?
I want to talk about not only the flashback scenes, but the whole the way that everything was shot. I love how they would zoom in on one building, and then when it's going to another scene on some part of the town, it would zoom and you would be right there. The way everything was shot was really beautiful, and I love the 1990s retro Miami. I really love that. I thought the costumes were great. It really took you back, and I thought that was a good deal to do that. So doing my research, I was doing a lot of research, and it was 1991 Miami. Dexter would have been about 20 years old, but I thought they did a great job. And it was a really good episode.
Yeah, and I you know what? It's a funny thing that you should say that. I definitely love how they give you that Miami kind of look and that atmospheric kind of way of doing it.
Right.
And then even the clothes itself is very 90s, but also very Miami-ish, though too.
Right.
Because look how Dexter's dressed up and everything, too. And then look at how Angel Batista's dressed up.
Yes.
These people are dressed up to the nine, to the 90s.
Yes. Even the Dexter's sister, I noticed when she was on the yacht, and her bathing suit was very, I don't know if people know LA Gear, the very LA gear back in the day.
That was, I mean, instantly in one was, or South Pole clothing.
Yes, was. Exactly. But the point that I thought that was great, because as soon as I saw that, it took me back to, oh my gosh, LA gear. Like, so yeah, the costumes and everything was just perfectly. And the music that they used, you know, it was Miami in the 90s. It was great.
It feels like Miami. It looks like Miami. I also feel hot every single time I watch an episode. I feel like my clothes are sticking to me every single time I watch the show.
Right.
And I realize I'm in my AC, so I'm good. But
I feel that, absolutely.
But, you know, I like the fact, too, you also have Dexter wondering why the captain is all of a sudden just giving him a bunch of files.
Too. Yes. And also the dad with the hiding the files from his partner. And I just want to say that scene was kind of sloppy, though, because when he was in the office, the dad with his partner, and he makes it a point to hide the files. He doesn't want her to see what he has in there. Then they go out for freaking tacos and he just leaves the freaking file in the back seat with her in the car. I'm like, come on, guys. That was poorly done. You didn't want her to see him in the office, but you just leave him in the back seat with her in the car.
Well, here's the thing with that, though, for me, just because I know LaGretta and the ways that she thinks.
Yeah.
But I also know the fact that, okay, you got her to go for a coffee in the police building just to shine her away for about 5 minutes to put any kind of connection to the fact that you were even investigating where you were undercover with Dexter's mom related to the boys.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then you're going to get her to go for coffee. And then, then you know, you're going for tacos and you have the file there.
Okay, like, so basically you said, okay, I get where you're coming from. Okay.
Yeah. So that's just the way I'm looking at it.
Though. I get that. But, I get that.
You know, but Harry, that's sloppy, though, as a detective. You are a detective, for crying out loud. Your partner is also a detective. So you mean to tell me, okay, you didn't want coffee before, then 3 minutes later, you know what? I think I will have a cup of Java right now. I'm kind of tired, you know? Oh, there's a file here. I'm really... I don't know.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
but that's exactly how Harry was. I was like, I hope you didn't see that, but...
Yeah, me nitpicking. I like your reasoning, though.
Thank you.
Yes.
Because that's when I was thinking, I was trying to put myself in the mindset of a detective on how I would react to something. Right. Especially if my partner just asked for coffee and I asked him about not even 3 minutes ago if he wanted coffee. He said, nah, I'm good. Can you go get me coffee? I'm like, look, motherfucker, why don't you go get the coffee? You got legs?
You got legs? Oh my gosh, John.
But that's the way I was thinking. I'm like, dude, you're stupid, because LaGretta is always the one that wants to take credit for other people's work. Okay. But that's all, because even then, she's also hot on the press, wants the attention, wants the pat on the back, and you're going to give this woman a reason to check you out? Come on, dude.
Right.
Let's get back over to the files for Dexter, though, because even Dexter's like, and even the person down in the filing place is like, ooh, the captain must really think highly of you. Right. And he goes, yeah, why would he be wanting me to look at all this shit from the 1980s?
Right.
And our cold cases that haven't been opened to keep my ass busy.
Exactly.
I'm an intern.
Right.
I just thought it was a solid, good episode.
It was pretty. I mean, I like how quick everything was solved. I like that the episode didn't go on and on. I like that. I like that they get to the point. Things happen. It's not drawn out to the next episode. Right. You know what I mean? I do like that about it. It was wrapped up pretty quick. I wasn't expecting it to end so soon.
To be honest with you, this is more of their fast-paced episodes than what we had before.
Okay,
it was like
quickly
done. It was like really fast-paced. We're out in 46 minutes.
Yeah, I guess I was expecting from the original Dexter. You know, there was it was a long episode. You know, a lot happened in it. This one was boom, bam, done. I mean, even when it went off, I'm like, that was it?
Right.
I was expecting more. I mean, they gave you, I was happy with the episode, but I just thought it'd be longer. So, but they got a lot done in 46 minutes.
Exactly. Because I feel like even though it was a fast-paced episode, we got a lot there.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think we're just spoiled off the fact that we want a slow build episode to get us to a certain point.
Yes.
But this one is just getting us to certain key moments because it's going to actually go somewhere in the next two episodes that we have.
Right. Yeah, I definitely got that. I mean, it was a lot, but it was a good episode. I love the reveal. Shocked by the reveal, but I love the reveal. I love this Dexter at 20 years old because, you know, last time I saw Dexter was Dexter, you know, the series. And so I love that they went back and showed who he was at that age. I thought that was really good. And then, for the father, you know, teaching him how to do that and knowing his dark side. But I was shocked when they had that interaction where he just didn't believe him. He just thought Dexter was just, you know, picking on someone, you know, and why would you go after the captain? But really good episode. It's a good series. It really is.
Yeah, it's a solid episode.
Yes.
Harry's just too attached to the captain because of his friendship with him.
Right.
He thinks that his son sees darkness in everybody.
Right.
And it's not the case. He only sees darkness in certain people. And it's just so happens to be he matches the MO of a serial killer who happens to have his son.
Right. And he could know that Dexter's right. He's pissed that he may believe, I know you're right. But he's so angry when Dexter brings it up and brought it up again. Maybe it's the fact that he's my good friend and I don't want you to be right about it. Leave it alone. Go find your sister and leave it alone.
Right. It's the full denial of my friend could be a serial killer.
Absolutely.
Or a killer himself.
Right. And I can't believe he would do that to his son because, like he said, I was just at his daughter's, you know, get together or something important with his daughter. Like he's involved with the captain's family and he can't see. I mean, who could see someone like that to do that to his own son?
Exactly.
You know, so, but I do believe that he believes, you know, that Dexter is onto something. So he wants him to leave it alone.
Exactly. That's actually a good point. I definitely agree with you on that.
Okay.
And I think that this is actually a good stopping place to just pin this for the next episode. We're both excited for this next one that's going to be coming out.
Yes.
But yeah, this is this is going to be the end of our episode for Business and Pleasure. But if you guys want to go in and comment in the comment section, tell us what your favorite scenes were. What are you thinking is going to happen in the next two episodes? We would like to know. Smash that like button, smash the subscribe button. Go on ahead, visit our friends at Unfiltered Studios podcasts and stuff like that as well. We have the Sleepy G Show. We have Hypno Wellness, Pedals of Support. We also have The Beep. If you don't know who The Beep is, he's got the Finding Your Way podcast. We also have The Kid with the Stupid History Minute. We have everything here at Movies Loves Unite, including a sponsorship to Fanatics. So get something from Fanatics. Treat yourself during this tax season, and we'll catch you guys on the next one. Also, too, 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Tamiko will be back with me on Monday doing a review for Rush Hour 1 for Black History Month. So we're going to be doing that. And then after that, we're going to be following it up with Dexter. And then Beth will be back again on the 19th for the Outsiders review that we're doing. All right. Well, that's it for over here at Movie Lovers Night. Thank you again for celebrating 10 years with us for this podcast, for this YouTube channel. Also, too, thank you for the 1 million views. We couldn't have done this without you guys.
Thank you so much.
And always until next time, guys, have a great and safe night. And we'll catch you guys on the next one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.